Hey y'all, Dally Thomas here with Red Dirt Merch. We're a website that caters to Texas country artists and their fans. Today, we've got Drew Fish of the Drew Fish Band. And without further ado, we'll bring on Drew. How's it going, Drew?
Doing well. Just, man, it's pouring down rain here. So I don't know if y'all can hear the rain coming down on the roof, but man, it's a wet day in Austin.
Oh, dang. We had that last night here in Canyon.
Canyon, man, up there by Amarillo.
Oh, yeah.
Hoots Pub and Craig Vaughn up there.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Bunch of great places and great people up here.
Gotten in a lot of trouble up in Amarillo.
Well, let's go ahead and start off with basic questions. You know, how'd you get started in the country music scene?
Well, okay, so I guess I've sang and played music my entire life. I grew up in a musical family. My dad plays piano, and growing up, we used to come downstairs, and he'd be playing piano and come sing while he played. And I don't remember not taking piano lessons. I took piano lessons from when I was like, since I've had memory, like 3 or 4 or something. And my grandmother on both sides of the family, my grandmother's on both sides of the family played piano, and they both sang also. My dad's mom like toured Europe singing in operas. And there's a lot of music in our family. I've got 2 cousins that both work in the music industry also. And music was kind of always around. And it was kind of one of those things where it's like, when the family gets together, everybody's expected to kind of do something. So it's right. So I grew up playing piano and then swapped to guitar in middle school. And we just kind of started playing songs that I liked. And when I was in high school, a family friend of ours, Corey Morrow, was playing a show out in Tyler. And my aunt and uncle have a place out there. And so we went to go stay with them. And Corey invited us all out to the show. And we were standing right next to the stage. And Corey's like, or his tour manager at the time, Trey Lawson, he walks over to me and he like hands me a wireless pack and is like, man, he's about to call you up to come sing Drink One More Round. I guess he'd heard me play it the night before out at the ranch out there. And so Trey was like, yeah, he's gonna call you up there to play Drink One More Round. It's gonna be the last song of the night. So just, just get up there. He's gonna hand you the guitar and go. And I had never played to like a metronome before. And whenever you see like, I guess, for people who don't play music for a living, they don't really know this, but like in our headsets, like whenever we're playing shows, in our headsets, you got a click track. So you're sitting there hearing a tick in your ears.
Yeah.
And basically so that you can keep time and so that everybody's playing in the same spot and it all goes together correctly. And I had never played to a click track before. And so I had the ears in, the click track starts going, and I did not know how to stay to the beat. And it was like one of those moments when like I got off stage and I was like, that was cool. I got to get a band together. I got to do that. That's what I want my career to be. And so, I don't know. That was in high school. And so in high school, got a couple of my buddies together and we started playing music. And we're from Austin. And so we used to go play Sixth Street. And we would play the bars down there. We weren't old enough to drink, but none of the bartenders knew it. So we'd be getting hammered. We were like 18 years old getting hammered.
Oh, damn. If the cops only knew back then.
Yeah, nobody caught us, unfortunately. Uh-huh. And we were like, dude, this is awesome. We don't get ID'd. We get free alcohol. We're picking up chicks. Like, dude, dream life right here.
Right? I'm going to make a career out of this.
We weren't making money, which I guess is kind of like the point of a career, but right. But we were getting free alcohol, so same thing when you're 18.
Right, whenever you're at that age, that is your career.
Yeah, and then after high school, all of us stayed in Austin for college. I went to UT, and the other guys went to St. Ed's, both here in Austin. And after we got into college, it started playing fraternity parties and seeing checks come in and realizing that like it actually might be we might actually be able to make a career out of it. And after college, our parents told us we had to get real jobs, and that was when it was kind of like, well, if we're going to do this music thing, we need to like kind of buckle down and like take it seriously. And it was kind of the point where it was like, we're still going to go out there and have a blast and have fun. But we kind of like need to think a little more about the business side of stuff.
Right. Now.
And so post college is kind of when we put a record together, put out our first record in 2014, and started sending stuff out to radio. And our first single, Playing with the Flame, broke the top 40. I think it peaked at 32. And then our second single was a song called Small Price to Pay. And I think it peaked at like 29 or something. And then
that one's still out there rolling around.
Yeah, we made a music video. We made a music video for Small Price to Pay, and we got Ray Benson in that video. Mm-hmm. And then we put out a music video for a song called Baby Just Let Go that was supposed to be the third radio single off the first record, but we never released it. And so we ended up re-releasing it. We remixed and remastered it on the new record. Yeah. But then, yeah, we put out our second record in 2016. The second record was called Treat You Right, and we sent out Sounds Like a Plan was the first radio single off that one. Sounds Like a Plan went to the top three. And man, I want to say it was like the third or fourth most played song of 2017 on Texas radio. And then
I still listen to that today, you know.
Yeah.
Later, you know.
Jam.
I tell people, you haven't heard that song yet? Yeah, you need to listen to it.
And then after Sounds Like a Plan, we put out Living for the Weekend. Living for the Weekend was another top five radio single. I believe that one went up to number three also. And that was written by our old drummer, Andrew Estrello. And we put that out. We got music videos for both Sounds Like a Plan and Living for the Weekend. And then the last radio single we released off the Treat You Right record was a song called Flood that I wrote that was, man, it was one of those songs that, like, so like Andrew, our old drummer, and I were sitting there. We tried to write for like 4 hours that day and nothing was happening. And then we were like, man, this isn't working. I'm just going to go home and call it quits. So I went back home and was sitting in the apartment on South Congress, like looking out the window, just kind of watching the rain come down. And I'm like, it like sparked. The idea hit me and I'm like, man, I could write a song about like the rain and the floods, because it was Memorial Day week into 2015. And it was when all the rains were going through the hill country. And there's a little town called Wimberley, about 30 miles south of Austin. And Wimberley's the home of Yellow Dog Studios. And we've tracked all of our records down at Yellow Dog. And it was in a different building at the time, but the building that it's in now was 5 feet underwater when the floods came through. Wimberley sits kind of in a valley, and the floodwaters there was like 54-foot floods. And so, like, if you can imagine 54 feet of water coming through and just wiping out a town, I mean, it was washing away trees and houses. And like, Yellow Dog sits, like, on a hill. Like, the building it's in now is up on a hill, and that building was 5 feet underwater. And it's way up there on a hill. And so, yeah, I wrote Flood, and the band liked it, so we put it on the record, and our radio promoter liked it, so we sent it out to radio. And
events like that. You know, experiences like that just spark an idea of a song.
Yeah, and that ended up being our first number one. And then we released Better Place, which was the first single off of our brand new record. And Better Place went number one last year. And then we released Devil You Know. And Devil You Know was the eighth most played song of 2019 on regional radio. And
yeah.
Followed that up with our brand new radio single out right now called Every Damn Time. And Every Damn Time, yeah. Do it with Miss Pam Tillis.
And that's striving to be number seven right now, striving to be number one.
Yeah, making it up there. Only six more spots.
Well, that's awesome, man. Well, let's get to more of these questions.
Sorry, I talk a little bit.
Oh, no, you're good. I'm trying not to let you take over the interview here. I've seen you do your interviews, and it's like, man, that guy's going to overload me if I don't watch out. No, but who are some of your inspirations?
Man,
just name like
a wide list. I mean, I grew up listening to a ton of different stuff. I mean, like, growing up in the 90s, everybody was listening to like Blink 182 and that kind of stuff. And then, I mean, I grew up listening to like Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra and Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson, George Strait. I mean, I wouldn't say that there's necessarily like one even genre of music that really encompasses all of it. And I think that like that's part of what makes our music different, is that it's not like, while there's a whole lot of the traditional country, the great, I mean, like, you go back and look at the greats like Bob Wills and Webb Pierce, and I mean, it was Sleep at the Wheel, Ray Benson and George Strait and Randy Travis and Keith Whitley. But we also have some of the rocking songs, like, I mean, Living for the Weekend is a rocking country song.
Right.
And, so yeah, we got, there's a little bit of influence from a ton of different stuff. And man, I love music in general. And I mean, when I turn on my radio or when I turn on Spotify or whatever it is, I'm always listening to country, but I guess I listen to a little bit of everything. I mean, there's, dude, Earth, Wind and Fire and John Mayer. And it's, yeah. Gotta
throw some Eagles in there too, you know?
What?
Gotta throw some Eagles in there too, you know?
Of course, the Eagles are great, yeah.
Well, talking about your new album that came out this year, and it came out in February, that Wishful Drinking album, what was your message kind of behind the album?
So
that
Wishful
Drinking, to relate to kind of
Wishful Drinking is it came out February 7th, like you said, and man, we were excited to get this record out, because we actually went in the studio to cut it like almost 3 years ago. I think the first studio dates we had, I think, were in like October of 2017, so It took a little bit to get it out, but yeah, I mean, we had a lot of songs that we were kind of choosing between when we went into the studio, and we kind of had too many songs, so we had to narrow it down. So it, like, having too many songs is a good problem, but it's also a really hard problem, because we had to cut a lot of songs we really didn't want to put on the record. One of the things when we were making it was to make sure that everything was different. We didn't want a record where you go from one song to the next and it all sounds the same. But that being said, you have to like walk a fine line, because it all has to sound like the Drew Fish Band.
You don't want it all to go fast or all to go slow.
If we went and put September on a record, people would be like, Earth, Wind, and Fire song, like, what? So,
right.
Yeah, you had to find songs that all sound like the Drew Fish Band. But even like, sometimes there's great songs that you write with somebody that don't necessarily make the record just because they don't sound like you. One of my favorite songs I've ever written, I wrote with Roger Brown, and it doesn't sound like something our band would put out. And so we're never going to cut it, but
right.
It's one of my favorite songs I've ever written. And so like, that's kind of one of the things that like a lot of people don't realize, man, but you go back and you listen to like Patsy Cline, Crazy. That was written by Willie Nelson. I mean, like,
really? I never knew that.
Yeah, so like, there's a lot of songs that get famous that were written by people that didn't necessarily record them. Actually, on that subject, a really good friend of mine, Miss Genevieve Allen, has a song out right now called Boot Hill that I wrote with her. Y'all go check out Boot Hill, I was a co-writer on like Irresponsible at Curtis Grimes.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. Like, talking about co-writing songs and everything, is there any songs out there that you actually co-wrote that you wish you would have kept for yourself?
Man, I think that every song kind of has a special place for different reasons, and getting a cut is one of the coolest things you can ever get. Like, as a songwriter, somebody else believing in your song so much that they want to record it. Like, how can it get any better than somebody liking your song so much that they want to record it themselves?
Exactly.
And so, I mean, like, just because somebody else records a song that I wrote doesn't mean that I can't record it. There's nothing stopping both of us from recording it.
Exactly.
I want to say this time around, I might be wrong on the song. There's one of the Randy songs. There's two versions of it out. I think it's This Time Around. I think Randy and Cody Canada both cut it. But I mean, Shades of Gray. I believe Robert O'Keefe wrote it, but Reckless Kelly cut that one. I mean, Reckless Kelly and Robert O'Keefe cut it.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a lot of songs out there that get cut multiple times, even though somebody released it and put it out, but if it's a good song,
right? Heck yeah. Well, getting on that subject of your album and everything, you want to play us a song?
Sure, man. You want me to play the current radio single, or do you want me to play?
Yeah, if you want to play something from your current album right now, and then we'll close her off with something else. Anything else you want to play?
Perfect. Well, if we're gonna do two, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna play this song has not been released. I mean, it's on the new record, but it hasn't been released out to radio or anything yet. And it's most likely gonna be our next radio single. And I mean, it's not a Drew Fish record without some drinking songs on it. So, this one is called One Beer at a Time, and I wrote it with Roger Brown, and it goes like this.
All right, here you go.
Another bed on the lake, nothing too exciting. Lying in the water, but the fish ain't really biting. Even if they never come, don't really mind. 'Cause I got long necks on ice, and I'm taking life one beer at a time. First one gets me started and I'm feeling pretty good. Second leads to three like I knew it probably would. Fourth one goes down quicker and the five I'm feeling fine. Take life one beer at a time. Six pack in the cooler, some steaks that I can grill. Go to bed real early. Don't believe I will think I'll just sit here and drink with some rowdy friends of mine. 'Cause life is better lived one beer at a time. First one gets me started and I'm feeling pretty good. Second leads to three like I knew it probably would. Fourth one goes down quicker and by five I'm feeling fine, take life one beer at a time. Only got one shot at life, every moment's sake. Good, slow down to enjoy yourself. Know it's time we're wasting. First one gets started, feeling pretty good. Second leads to three, like I knew probably would. Fourth one goes down quicker, and the five I'm feeling fine. First one gets started, and I'm feeling pretty good. Second leads to three, like I knew probably would. Fourth one goes down quicker, and the five I'm feeling fine. Yeah, so that'll most likely be the next radio single right there. That was called One Beer at a Time. It's on the brand new record. And yeah, you can get the record anywhere you get your music right now. It's on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, Amazon, Google Play. You can get a hard copy on our website at drewfish.com. And for everybody watching right now, go follow us on social media. All the social media is at Drew Fish Band. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. All the music videos are up on YouTube. Got music videos for most of the radio singles. Got one for Small Price to Pay, Baby Just Let Go, Flood, Sounds Like a Plan, Living for the Weekend, Better Place. Wynn Williams is in the Better Place music video. Bradley Banning's in the Living for the Weekend video.
Hey, that's an awesome song, man.
Then we got we actually have a video for Devil You Know that was supposed to already be out, but
really?
I kind of get told what I'm doing, and so the publicist has told me that it's not going out yet.
Yeah.
There's a Devil You Know video coming out at some point.
They control you somehow.
Yep.
Hey, let me get just a couple more questions in. I know you got a online concert going on at 7, right?
Yep, gonna be on it at 7 o'clock. Gonna be on Uvalde Radio's Facebook page and playing more songs.
Heck yeah. Let me get just a couple more questions in. You know, you've played shows across the United States and Europe. Your manager let me know that you you've played in 46 out of the 50 states.
I've been to 46 out of 50 states.
Yeah. Is there any place that you know, that you haven't played that you wish you could, or?
I mean,
and
so I'm gonna answer my own question right here. The place that I wish I could play that I've not played yet, that my bucket list venue is gonna be the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville. Just so much history that's been there, and it's such an incredible place that playing the Ryman, I don't really like get nervous when I go on stage, but if I was playing the Ryman, I'm pretty sure I'd be very nervous walking on stage at the Ryman. Yeah. Coolest place that we've played, like Green Hall is the oldest venue in Texas. It's the oldest dance hall in Texas. And I mean, like playing Green Hall is legendary. Like every time you walk on stage there, it's kind of like, man, you're standing where so many incredible artists have stood before. Kind of the same as the Ryman. So yeah, Green Hall is one of those places where it's like, man, every time you walk through the doors, you can feel the building. And then there's also a place up in Emigrant, Montana, that's it's called the Old Saloon. And that's probably the coolest venue that we've ever played. I mean, like the actual building is tiny. It's like a little old small bar, but they've got this big outdoor amphitheater, and like you're standing there on the stage that's built out of these like huge trees, and like they didn't mill it down to like 2x4s. Like it's like trunks of trees that are making the stage. It's sitting right there at the top of the Rockies where they split. You're in Paradise Valley, so like you're basically feel like you're in between two huge mountain ranges, and it's like it's just beautiful. We played there in July a couple of years back, and it was July, and you could see the snow-capped mountains. It was that was like one of the most beautiful places I've ever even been. But I kind of elaborated and made up my own question there.
Auditorium. So one last question. So how have you kept yourself busy during all this quarantine stuff? I know you've been doing Neon Mondays. Yeah. That Red Dirt Merch has been sharing on Facebook, and y'all been doing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, thank you for sharing those. Appreciate it. And if y'all haven't seen me on Mondays yet, I bring in a different artist each week to come do them with me, and we chat and hang out and talk and play music. And I had a lot of great people already on. We kicked it off with Wynn Williams and then Matt Castillo. And I know that we got coming up. We got James Land coming up. We got, we also have John Stork coming up. We have Julia Hatfield coming up.
Nice.
I can't remember them all off the top of my head, but lots of great ones on the way. So tune into my Instagram on Mondays at 6:30 to see those. Yes, and for the most part, over quarantine, just been doing live streams and a lot of promotional stuff. And I keep telling myself I'm going to get my taxes done. They push the deadline back. And I find any excuse not to actually sit down and do them.
Are you like me? It's like been needing a haircut for like a couple months now.
Yeah, I'm like, I know I need to do my taxes, but it's not due yet. So.
Right.
But a lot of like radio stuff and press stuff and live streams. And man, I've been, like my New Year's resolution was to get outside more. And so I've made a point to like go out to the pool and go fishing and go out on the boat and go
get some
cruise around in the cars, drive around and enjoy the hill country.
Exactly. And
so yeah, I've been outside a whole lot more than normal. Normally
get that vitamin D, man.
Yeah. Dude, normally my extent to being outside is the window rolled down while I'm driving to radio interviews and driving to shows.
Well, I know you got head off around 6:30. So let's see if you want to play one more song for us.
Perfect. We'll do the current radio single right now. This is a song out with Roger Brown and Chris Colston. It is on our brand new record, Wishful Drinking. And it's the first waltz we have recorded. It's the first duet we've ever recorded. And very fortunate to have Miss Pam Tillis on it with me. And if you have not heard the recorded version, you can go check it out. Any of your streaming services, Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, Amazon, Google Play. You can get a hard copy of the new record on our website at drewfish.com. And you can call in, request this song on your local radio station. It's at number 7, but we got to get it all the way up to number 1. So y'all keep calling and requesting it for us. Let's I know Craig Vaughn up there is playing it, so y'all just keep bugging.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
It goes like this. Sometimes it seems like it's taking me to just drive away. I have my things to leave. Meanwhile, I'm free, hoping everything will turn out okay. Just when I think I might go, thought it brings me back. Oh, every time I look into your eyes, all I can think about is holding you tight and loving all night for the rest of my life. Every thing I could ever dream of ever seems worth doing. I'd rather stay here by your side every damn time. All the girls at work, so what's it gonna hurt if we cut loose, take it out on the town, have a couple drinks, maybe it'll be just what we need to wind down. Just when I think I might go, thought it brings me back home. Every damn time I look into your eyes, all I can think about holding you tight, loving all night for the rest of my life. Every crazy thing I could ever dream of ever seems worth doing. I'd rather stay here by your side every damn time. Every damn time I look into your eyes, all I can think about is holding me tight, loving all night for the rest of my life. Every thing I could ever dream of ever seems worth doing. I'd rather stay here by your side. Every damn time I look into your eyes, all I can think about is holding me tight, loving all night for the rest of my life. Every crazy thing I could ever dream ever seems worth doing. I'd rather stay here by your side every damn time. Every damn time.
Bam.
current radio single right there. Y'all call in requests. It's number 7. Got to get it all the way up to number 1. It's called Every Damn Time by the Drew Fish Band. You can stream it anywhere you get your music online. Get yourself a hard copy at drewfish.com and call on your local radio station. Request it.
Heck yeah. Thanks so much, Drew, for coming on, man.
Man, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Hope
we'll see you at a show soon.
Y'all go support all these Texas country artists. They're, you know, most of them, their full-time jobs right now are playing music for y'all. And whether it's going online towards their online concerts and tipping them there, buying their merch, or even going online and listening to their album on Spotify, that even supports them. I think around 100 or 1,000 views on there gives them like $7.50. So it's not too much, but you know, do like me and I just put it on shuffle and go to sleep. So y'all go to reddirtmerch.com for all your local Texas country events, and we'll see y'all next time.